And today's daf is daf yud. So we got to three lines down. We're discussing the different Ari Miklat. The Mishnah says that the Ari Miklat is a three on the Eva Yarden and three on the other side in Eretz Canaan. So the Gemara says, "My Shna Mehai Gisa Mehai Gisa." What's the difference between the each side up and down? The Mecharke, My Shna, the Mitzia, the Mekarve. So Rashi asks a very basic question here: that Mehai Gisa Mehai Gisa, the Mecharke. Chevron and Kadesh rechokos migvulei haaretz, shnei rivei haaretz. So in Eretz Yisrael, Chevron and Kadesh were very far from the northern and southern borders. Bahoreg besof hagvul tzarech lanus rivei haaretz. So let's say a person murdered someone in the northern part of Israel. So now remember, Eretz Yisrael is broken up into four different parts here. So if you killed someone in the northern part, you need to run a quarter of the distance of Eretz Yisrael to get to the closest Ari Miklat. But if it comes to at most a quarter, correct. But if possible, you could run that far. But if you, let's say you killed someone in somewhere in the middle, so then you could be, Rashi explains, Maishna de Mitzia de Mekarve, Haorig Bein Chevron Leshchem, or Bein Shchem Lekadesh, if it's one of the two center Chalakim, so then Rashi says, Karvel Mikat Mikan Mikan. So how come if you, the northern part of Israel, you have to run a far distance to get to Ari Miklat, but in the center of Eretz Yisrael, you only have to do an eighth, right? A half of a quarter is an eighth. So you only have to go an eighth to each, either the northern Ari Miklat or the southern one. So it sounds like the center of Eretz Yisrael has more murderers than the north and south border. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, B'Shchem Nami Shchichei Rotschem. So since Shchem is in the center of Eretz Yisrael, so that has a lot of murderers there. So you have to therefore create a lot of Ari Miklat towards the center of Eretz Yisrael. Said, how do we know that there are a lot of murderers in Eretz Yisrael? So the pasuk says, Ukechake Ish Gedudim Chaver Kohanim Derech Yiratzchu Shachma. So it says in the pasuk that the derech of Yiratzchu Shachma, the derech of Shchem, is to be Rotschem, to be murderers. So that's why in the center they're more condensed. Again, the idea is they're all evenly, they're all broken up even, but all the way in the north, you don't need to have Ari Miklat near the northern border or near the southern border because there are not many murderers up there. But in the center, so if you're killing someone in Shechem, you have to only go half the distance to the Ari Miklat above or half the distance to the Ari Miklat below because it's very condensed, the Shofchim that were in Shechem. No, but the idea is it's a v'tzeach b'shogeg. So if a person is living in a place where there are murderers, b'mezid, so it's going to impact even the regular person who might end up doing it. They won't be as careful to create rotschim b'shogeg as well. So then the Gemara says, once we're on this pasuk, my chaver kohanim, what does this mean? A chabura, a group of kohanim, amar balazar shahayu mischabrim laharog nefashos ki kohanim halu shemischabrim lachlok chumos bebeis agranos. The murderers got together. They were gangs. They would group together to murder, just like kohanim would gather together to separate and divide the chumos in the threshing field as a farmer would give them out. So they're compared to these gangs of kohanim. So Vesulek, is it true that there are only six Ari Miklat? The Mishnah mentioned six. There are only six of them. There are no more. Vaha, Ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Valeim, Titnu, Arbamu, Shamir? I mentioned this yesterday, that on top of the six, there are another 42, which are called Ari Migrash. So there are really 48 Ari Miklat Migrash. So Amar Abai answers, Halalu Kultos, Bein Ladas, Bein Shalaladas. Halalu Ladas Kultos, Shalaladas, Eino Kultos. What's he saying? These, the six Ari Miklat mentioned in the Mishnah, are going to be Kultos. They're going to protect the Rotech, whether he knows or doesn't know that this is Ari Miklat. If he just chances upon an Ari Miklat, as the Goel Hadam has no right to kill him, even though the murderer has no idea he's in Ari Miklat. But if it's the other 42, so it's only going to protect the Rotzeach if he's aware that he's in a Ari Migrash or Ari Miklat. But if he's unaware where he is in these 42 cities and the Gal Adam knows that the Rotzeach is unaware, then it doesn't protect him and the Gal Adam is allowed to kill him. So then the Gemara quotes another pasuk related to Ari Miklat, V'chevron ir miklatu. The pasuk says that, or rather, the statement in the Brayer says, Chevron is one of the Ari Miklat. So the Gemara says, V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say it differently? The pasuk says, V'aitnu l'kalev es chevron kasher diber Moshe. In Yeshua, when they're dividing the land and everything, chevron was zochet to chevron. Moshe promised him, since Kalev was not involved in the Chet Meraglim, he was given chevron. So chevron wasn't Ari Miklat, because Ari Miklat was given to Levim. And here we see chevron's given to Kalev. So what was the status of chevron? Was it an Ari Miklat, or was it given to chevron, to Kalev? So the Gemara answers, Amar Abai, Parvadiha, it was the Parvadia. The Chevron itself, Chevron proper, was Ar Mikla, but the Parvadia, which are the suburbs around it, the villages that were around the city, that was given to Kalev. Dichsiv es Sade Ha'ir ves Chatera Nitnu LeKalev Ben Yifune. He was given the fields and the surrounding yards were given to Kalev, but again, Chevron proper was one of the Ar Mikla. The Gemara says, V'kadesh Ir Miklat Havei. Is it really true that Kadesh, as the Mishnah says, was an Ir Miklat? The Haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, there's a Pasuk that appears in, this is Yeshua, the Ari Mivtar are big cities that were fortified, Hatsidim Tser, V'chamas Rekas V'kinar. So these are a list of the names of these large cities. So we see from here that Kadesh was a Ari Mivtar. And, one second here, and the Pasuk goes on to say further, V'kadesh V'edrei V'ayin Chatser, all these different cities that were listed here in Yeshua. And the Brisa says, "V'tanya arim halalu." When it comes to arim miklat, the ir miklat ain't osanoso. You don't make the ir miklat lo tarm katanim. They can't be a village as too small because then you're not going to find any food for the people living there. Below krachem gdolim, you also don't want them to be too large of a city because now you're inviting everyone to come. It's going to invite the gohal down there. Ella ayaros beinonis. You want it to be a average sized city where there's enough food and parnasa to go around to keep alive the rotzeach, but not too large to invite the gohal down there. So somewhere in the middle. So if it's true Kadesh was really an ir miklat, as the Mishnah says, that means it's only an average sized city. So then why does a pasuk here say that it's an Ari Mivtar? Ari Mivtar is a krach gadol, it's a huge, huge city. So what is the status of Kadesh? So Amar of Yosef, Tarte Kadesh Havi, there were two cities, both with the same name of Kadesh. One was a Ari Mivtar, a large city, and one was a ir Beinonis, which was the ir miklat. Amar Vashi says, Kigon, it's like the case of Slikum v'akre dislikum, where one's a big city and next to it is a village, a smaller city. So I don't know what we have an example nowadays, but there's, I don't know, let's say in a different level. There's Oklahoma, there's a state, and then Oklahoma City is a city within the state. So here too, there was Kadesh, which was the large city, and then there's the one next to it, which is called Junior Kadesh or something. That was the Ari Miklat, which was next to the bigger city of Kadesh.
Is there any, was it like the who picked these Ari Miklats, right? Is there any advantage to being an Ari Miklat or having for the people that live there?
To live there? Not that I know of. Not that I'm aware of.
It's like a sanctuary city.
Yeah, but a regular city that functions like anything else, but I don't think there's any advantage for them. The Levim lives in the Ari Miklat. We're going to see later on. Maybe tomorrow's daf, I think, Yudalf. So the Gemara says, Gufa, Arim Halalu, these cities, Ein Osin Osa Lo Tirin Katanim, Lo Krachim Gedolim, the Arim Miklat were not too small, they weren't too big, Ela Ayros Beinonis, they were average-sized cities. Vein Moshivin Osan Ela B'makum Mayim, you only would situate them next to water, and Vein Shamayim, if there's no water in the Arim Miklat, Mivin Lehemayim, you need to bring water to them, have a whole plumbing system. Vein Moshivin Osan Ela B'makum Shvakim, Yosa only wanted an area where there's marketplaces so they could find what to buy there. Vein Moshivin Osan Ela B'makum Ochlusin, where there's a nice number of people there. Now, it can't be too big, but it has to be enough of a certain population. And the reason for the population is, the Rashi explained here, you see Rashi, the bottom right side, four lines up. B'makom ochlusim, shehu kfarm v'yushiv smuchas land. You want this city to have small villages around it, outside. Shlo yavo gal adam merubin al ha'ir b'chayel. Because you're concerned that gal adam might get a whole gang. He might hire a bunch of soldiers to come attack this city. So the more villages you have around it, creating a defense and creating more people to protect it, that's going to ward off the Gohadam. So we're trying to find like a middle road here where it's not too big, but it's not too small, where you have to have a protection for the Gohadam, for the Roteach, a food for the Roteach, but not too large where it's going to invite the Gohadam to have to do business there. Furthermore, in terms of the limitations of what type of Ir Miklat has to be in the qualifications, let's say it says Nismatu Ochlusiyahin. Let's say the population decreases, the villages begin to decrease outside. So then Mosifin Alein, you have to add in more people. Make sure more people are there to provide the necessary protection for the Roteach. Nismatu Diore. And let's say the people living there begin to diminish. Mivin Lem Kohanim Levim V'Yisrael. You have to bring other people to live there. Make sure you're increasing the population. V'ein Mochrin Behen Lo Klei Zayin V'Lo Klei Mitzuda. Divrei Rabbi Nechemiah. Also, you're not allowed to have any weapons stores there. You can't sell any guns in these cities because now if the Gohadam comes there and then he sees, oh, that's the guy who killed my brother, he's going to go to the local store, buy a gun, and shoot the guy. So you don't want there to be any weapons or any traps either, because clay matzud are traps for hunting, even though it may not have been a weapon for human beings, but they're dangerous to kill animals, so you can use them to kill people. So you can't sell any of that in these Ari Mikla. Right, so the Gaal Adam shouldn't be able to buy it.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so when he comes there, he's going to say, he's going to get really upset at his, he sees the murder of his brother, he'll go to the store and buy a gun. So we don't want them to be accessible in that area. So then the Gemara says, Chachamim Atirn, Chacham permitted to sell such things. You could have gun stores in the Ari Mikla.
They also need to protect themselves.
You also need to defend themselves.
Defend themselves.
Right, the Rotzeh, the one who's running away.
Yeah, the people that, yeah.
People in general, right.
Leave that to the city,
right. So you're very for guns.
They were Democrats.
Right.
Yeah. So they leave that to the city.
So, right. So there's an interesting question of gun control here in the Ari Miklat. So, fine. Gemara then says, Chacham Matir, Chacham permitted. Now, did they permit Kli Zayin or did they only permit Kli Metzuda? I thought it was only Kli Metzuda. Let me just look for a second here. Yeah, according to this, they permitted both selling weapons and also clay mitzuda, traps. So the Gemara says, Vishavin, they both are in agreement. She'ein porsin b'sochan mitzudos. They both agree you cannot set up the traps. Meaning, even though Chacham allow you to sell them, you are not allowed to set them up in the area. And furthermore, what's the reason why you can't set them up? Well, I made one more line. V'chein v'mafshil l'tochen chavalim. You also cannot have. You can't make ropes there. You can't have any rope manufacturers there either. Why? K'dei shalotei ragil gol adam mitzuyasham. Because if you have them to, if it's a place where there are ropes and they're selling ropes, which are part of things that were needed, so then it was you're going to have the gol adam coming there to buy these materials. So you don't want anything that was in high demand there. Apparently, clay matzudos and stuff and ropes were high demand. That's another invitation for the Gaal Adam. So we want to, again, do anything we can to avoid him coming to this city.
I just want to add that his question, Arsko asks his question, like, what does he have to do if somebody kills the mezid? So one answer is interesting. Two answers. One is it says that if somebody, you know, a lot of mezidim, it shows that in general people don't take care of other people's lives. But according to the Tosfos, he says that it goes... on, it says that since there are so many mezidim, a lot of them won't be judged by Beis Din, and they will be chayav misa. So Hashem creates a lot of shoyger, so that, you know, like the Rashi says that somebody's standing.
Right.
Hashem creates a lot of shkaga,
to create
so
shkaga.
That they should see those are amazing.
Very
so
good.
There's going to be many more mezidim, which
very
is
good.
A very interesting shot.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think Gemara is going to quote that Gemara in Amud Beis. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says. Amar Yitzchak Maikra, what's the pasuk that you have to make sure that the Ari Miklat is something that's going to protect the Rotzeach B'Shogeg? The pasuk says, V'nas el achas min ha'arim ha'ela. Second here. Hakel V'chai. You should create, he should run to one of the cities, and he should live there. What does it mean? V'chai, avrilei mide detave lechiusa. You're supposed to provide some chiyus for him, the mezonos, something to live to protect him. This is the source. Okay, there's an interesting tshuva. I don't know if we have time for it. Yeah, if it may have time, I'm on base. I'll tell you the tshuva based on this Gemara afterwards. Gemara says, Tana Talmud Shagala Megalan Rabbo Yimo. If the Talmud gets exiled, his Rebbe goes with him. Shenemar V'chai Avid Lei Midid Detevel Echiyu. So you have to provide him chiyus. And of course, Ein Torah Elamayim, Ein Mayim La Torah. And without water, a person is going to die. Without Torah, a person is going to die. So that's his chiyus. So his Rebbe gets exiled with his Talmud. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira pointed out, be very careful of being a teacher. Mikan shelo yishana adam l'talmud she'eino hagun. You should make sure you don't teach a student who isn't proper, who doesn't have midos there, because lest you get exiled with him. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan harav shegala megalan yeshivaso imo. Let's say a rebbe that kills someone accidentally and he's sent off to galus. You send his whole yeshiva along with him. So the Gemara says, is that really true? How could that ever be? Eini. V'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan minayin l'divrei Torah shein kolten. What do you mean? How could it ever happen that a Rebbe could kill someone and he would need to have galus? Didn't we say that Torah itself protects a person? He doesn't need to go to galus. Torah itself is going to protect him. Shenemar, it quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'ez betzer b'midbar uksib basrei v'zos ha-Torah. We juxtapose these different psukim. Betzer is one of the Ari Miklat, and then it says zos ha-Torah, that Torah provides hatzala, just like Ari Miklat provides hatzala. So we would never send a Rebbe out to Gullus. So Gemara says, "Lo kasha ha beinna de asik ba ha beinna de lasik ba." While he's learning, so then you can't get him. Nothing's going to affect him. He's not going to die. That provides him tzala. But when he's not learning, so what's going to be when he's sleeping? What's going to be when he's eating? He's not learning. He's not going to have the protection. So for that reason, the Rebbe has to go to Ari Miklat, because to protect him when he's not engaged in learning. Or Iba's aim, alternatively, my kolden, what's kolden mean? The malchamaves. Torah protects him from the malchamaves getting him, but doesn't protect him from the gohadam, doesn't protect the guy from shooting him. Unfortunately, we have cases where people in the middle of learning were killed by people. How could it be the person was learning Torah? Torah only protects from the malchamaves, a natural death, but not one that comes from a person. Kihal de Rav Chisda, we have many stories like this, but they chose to bring this story here. Have a Yosef Garis Bebe Rav. Once Rav Chisda was learning the base medrash, and the shliach of the malcham office couldn't come close to take Rav Chisda's life away. Why? He wouldn't be quiet from learning. He was busy learning. So whenever you're learning, you're not going to be taken from the malcham office. So the malcham avos, or the shliach of the malcham avos, sat on a cedar tree, and paka arza, the cedar tree blew up, and shasik, he got startled, he stopped learning, and then yachal, then he was able to snatch the neshama of Rav Chisda. But so long as you're learning, the malcham avos can't get you. But that, again, Torah only protects from malcham avos. It doesn't protect from maisa bidei adam.
Interesting, because it would seem that he doesn't need kapara. That doesn't need kapara when he does something for show, because the whole thing in here is that the goy lam shouldn't kill him.
So there is that's a big machlok, as we see the themes going on throughout the Masechta. What is the function of Ari Miklat? On one hand, we see it's a hatzala. Yeah, on the other hand, it also serves as a kapara. So that's back and forth. So they seem to be both true. So we're pointing out here, this Gemara assumes Ari Miklat is only hatzala. But what about the kapar element?
Or that the Talmud Chacham doesn't need kapara.
Which the Gemara doesn't address it. They only talk about the Hatzala part. It's very likely, because we know from many places in Chazal that the best kapara is really learning. A person does something wrong, so if you're learning one blad a day, so you should start doing two blad a day. If you're doing two blad a day, do three blad a day. So learning Torah is also kapara. So that could be a good explanation. Fine. The Gemara now says, Amar of Tanchem Bar Techal Niloi, Bipnei Ma Zacha Ruvain Li Manos Bat Sala Tchila. When it came to listing the various cities of Ari Miklat, they mentioned Ruvain's Shevet, his property, his territory that had the Ari Miklat. He was mentioned first. So they wanted to know, why was he Zocha to be listed first in Hatzala and providing a safe haven for the Rotzayach? Mipnei Shu Pasach Bat Sala Tchil, because he was the first one in the Torah who had presented a safety plan. Shenemar, it says, Vaishma Ruvain Vaitelu Miyadam. He heard the plan of his brothers, what to do with Yosef, and he had planned that I'm going to come back and save Yosef from the pit. We know in the end he didn't save him because they sold him before Ruvain got back, but his goal was Vaitelu Miyadam. He wanted to protect someone. So that's a fascinating point, that he was the first one in the entire Torah to provide, or at least to suggest, a Hatzalah.
Avram.
With Lot. He saved him also. Rivka?
Sent
Yahweh. Yeah. Okay, so interesting. I had to figure that out. Okay, good questions. Okay, we have to see.
But I think it's more between the Shvatim. Meaning the whole idea is, why was he the first one between the Shvatim?
Could be amongst the Shvatim.
Yeah.
Does the word Vayetzili appear? It doesn't appear by Rivka. Does it appear by Lot and Avram? I don't think it says that word either, the Lashon. But either way, it could be the first amongst the Shvatim. Fine. Then the Gemara says, "Darish Rabbi Simlai Ma'ay Dichsev was a pasim." When it says, "Az Yavdi Moshe Shlosha Arim Be'Eva Yarden Mizrach Hashemesh," that Moshe set aside three cities in Eva Yarden and the setting of the sun. So Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Hazrei Hashemesh LeRotzchim. What means? Have the sun rise. I'm sorry, rising the sun. Let the sun rise for the Rotzchim. He's telling Moshe Beinu, you should provide some type of safe haven for them. Ikedami. Others say it's really in the past tense. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaZrachta Shemesh L'Rotzchem. He's saying after he had already done this, you had given them a light, an opportunity for safe haven. That's what you've accomplished. So either one is telling you it's a command to Moshe to accomplish this, or commending him for what he has done. So Gemara says further now, Darish Rabbi Simai, Mai Dichsev Oev Kesev Lo Yispa. One who loves the Kesev is never going to be satisfied. Lo Yispa Kesev won't satisfy him. Umi Oev Bahamon Lo Svua. One who loves Bahamon, which means that be public, Bahamonam, is not going to have a Tzvua. So what does this pasuk mean? Oev Kesev Lo Yispa Kesev. One who loves money is not going to be satisfied with money. Zem Moshe Beinu. Sounds like a strange thing to put Moshe Rabbeinu in that category, but look how the Gemara understands it. Shehaya yodea shein shalosh arim shebe'eva yarden koltos. He knew that the three cities he separated wouldn't take effect yet. Ad shelo nivcharu shalosh baretz kanan. Until the three in Eretz Kanan were set aside. But yet still, Amar, mitzvah shebal yadi, akaymenu. If a mitzvah comes, an opportunity comes to my hand, I want to fulfill it. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't satisfied with all the mitzvahs he'd done. He wanted to do more and more if he can. So that's what the pasuk means. It's not something that's saying it's a negative. Yes, about money it's negative. But the idea here is Moshe Rabbeinu's love for mitzvahs. He always wanted to do more and more mitzvahs, even though he knew it wouldn't have any effect in his lifetime. Umi oiv v'hamon lo tvua. Who has, I mean, the one who loves the Bahamon in the public won't have grains. Lemina lilamed Bahamon. Who is the one who is worthy of teaching in a shir, public shir? Misha called Tvua Shalom. That one who's all the Tvua is his. So I think the darshan, the word lo, even though it's lamed aleph as negative, I think the darshan is lamed vav as his. The one who has Tvua, the one who has, has Rashi say this? Is there Rashi here? Where's that Rashi?
The
left side.
Upper left.
Ah, shekol tvua shelo shebaki b'mikra b'misha b'hilchos b'halachos b'gadas. The person who has everything, all tvua is his. That's the person who's worthy of giving a shir b'hamon. But one who doesn't have that criteria, it shouldn't be giving a shir in public. And the Gemara says, and further, v'hainu. That's exactly what Amar Rabbi Elazar. What does the pasuk mean when it says, "Mi malag ruas Hashem"? Who's the one who's going to say the greatness of Hashem? Yashmir kol tilaso, the one who could speak all his tila. So lemi na l'malag ruas Hashem. Who's the one who could speak of Hashem's greatness? Mishi yachal yashmir kol tilaso, the one who could speak all the greatness of Hashem. So meaning the same idea. Who could be giving a shir? Only one who knows everything. V'rabbanan v'isei mirabba bar bar meri. Amar mi ohev bahamon lo tvua. Who is the one who loves money? Who loves to be bahamon in public? The one who has tvua. Kol ha ohev bahamon. One who loves l'melamed bahamon. One who loves a teacher, a rebbe who teaches b'rabim lo tvua. What does it mean? He'll have grains. Yav be rabbanan einayu b'rabba. Yav be rabbanan einayu. Lo tvua yahavu. The one who loves a Rebbe who teaches in public, he's going to have Tvua. He's going to be Zocha to tremendous Tvua. Rashi explains, HaTorah Machazeres Alav Valzaro. So one who shows great respect to a Rebbe, he's going to be Zocha that his children are going to be Zocha to learn Torah. So then the Gemara says, Yav Rabbanan, Bei Rabbanan Anai B'Rava Brei D'Rabba. Everyone placed their eyes upon Rava, who was the son of Rabba. So apparently Rabba gave tremendous respect to Tamidi Chachamim, so he's zocha to have his own children be Tamidi Chachamim as well. Gemara quotes a mnemonic now, Simon Ashi Lumod Ravina Lilamed. Rav Ashi Amar Kola Oev Lumod, one who loves to learn Bahamon in public, lo tvua, he's going to be zocha to tvua. What does it mean to tvua? As it says, Hainu Damar Rabbi Asi Rabbi Chanina, Maidich, so what does it mean, Cherv El Badim V'Noalu? So the sword to the Badim, how do you define Badim exactly here? Any definition?
Individuals,
that's how the Gemara is going to darshan it. And no'alu, it's not a good term here. Cherev al tzavari soneim shel tamid hechachamim. The sword's going to be on the neck of the enemies of tamid hechachamim, which mean they're tamid hechachamim sheyoshvim ve'oskim b'torah bad bevad. They learn by themselves, levad. They learn on their own. They're going to get the cherev. It's not a good thing to learn on your own. And below, oh, not only that, elishim metapshin. They also become stupider by this. They lose information. Because it says k'siv hacha v'no'alu in this pasuk of cherev el badim v'no'alu. K'siv hacha, it's written elsewhere, asher no'alnu v'chatanu. The pasuk says, right, that it's going to no'alnu is a lashon of chet. So v'lo, oh, not only that, el shechotin, they're also going to sin shenemar v'asher chatanu by v'no'alnu. So we see from here that a person who learns badim, who learns by themselves, is going to, deserves to be killed. They're going to become a tipshim. They're going to be chotim. So what's Rav Ashi saying? The one who learns Bahamon in public, in the Chabura, so then he'll get Tvua. He'll be Zocha to good things against this Drasha. Gemara then says, V'hainu damar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi, that's a Rabbi would say, Harbe Torah lamati mirabosa, I learned a lot from my Rabbi, u'mechaverai yosem mehem, I learned from my Chaburas, my Chaverim, more than my own Rabbi, u'mitamida yosem mikulam, I learned from my students even more. So when one learns with other people, it makes a person greater, smarter, and avoids him from sinning. That's the idea of Rav Ashi. That's what means Bahamon, to learn Bahamon. I'm Rabbi Yishub ben Levi. Ma'idich, so what does the pasuk mean when it says, Om dos hayu raglenu b'sherech Yishalayim, that they stood, their legs stood at the gate of Yishalayim, mi garam l'raglenu shiamdu b'milchama, what caused their legs to stand with war? Shara Yishalayim shayu oskim b'torah. So, because they were engaged in learning. So, what were they, The Mechama, this sounds like a negative thing though, right?
No, no, what did they the strength?
They prevailed.
Ah, so what gave them the strength to defeat them, right, to win in battle, because they were standing at the gate to Shalim, which is a reference to their Limud HaTorah. Rami Yishub and Levi, Ma'idich said, what the Pasuk mean? It says, Shir HaMalos, says, Shir HaMalos, the David Samachti, Ba'omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech, that I was happy in saying to me, the house of Hashem will go. What does that mean? Amr David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shemati B'nei Adam, Shayu Omrim Masai Yamo Zakein Zeh. I heard people saying that when this old man David is going to die and his son Shlomo is going to come and build the base of Migdash. But now the regel, we could go up to a lila regel, but samachti, we could be very happy. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to David Melech, don't worry so much. I know you hear people murmuring about your death, they're happy about you dying. Don't worry. Kitov yom bechatzeirecha me'elef. Your one day is greater from the thousands of karbanos. Tov li yomecha tshata osik b'toru lefanai. Greater is the Torah that you learned, David Melech, in front of me, me'elef olos she'asid Shlomo bindcha la'akiv lefanai agabe mizbeach. More so than the thousands of karbanos that your dear son's going to bring. This shows you the koach of Talmud Torah. Learning is greater than karbanos. What's fascinating is the Yushalmi, this Gemara appears in Brachos rather than Shabbos as well. Rabbi Akiva Eger there on the side quotes the Yushalmi. The nusach of the Yushalmi is, if I remember correctly, something along the lines of, Tov li yom echad she'ata osim maisim tovim yoser mi alfei karbanos. So the Yushalmi is focusing on the maisim tovim of David, while the Bavli focuses on the Torah of David. But something was special about David, that one day on this earth was greater than the karbanos that Shlomo was going to ultimately bring. Okay, the Gemara now says the very last line of the Amud here. Gemara says, "Mechuvanos lehem drachim." You have to have the paths lined out between the different cities. Satania, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he said, "Mekaleit hayakos about parshas drachim." On the highways, there were signs to how to go to the Har Mikla, where it's north, south, east, west. There were signs posted. Kadesh yakei ratzach v'yifanei l'sham. This way, the ratzach who's running away can notice where to go and follow the map. So, Amar of Kana, Mikra, what's the pasuk that proves this point? Tachin lecha derech, to prepare a path. Asa lecha hachana lederech, make a pathway for the ratzach to go and find the Ari Mikla. So Rav Chama Bar Chanina, pasuk lepischa lehai parsha. So when he would open up his discussion, his shir, his lecture in Ari Mikla, he opened with the following idea. Mihacha, from the pasuk tells us that Tov v'yashar Hashem, Alkeh, Hashem is true, he's good, he's straight. Alkeh, and therefore, Yorech hatam baderech, he's going to teach the sinners how to go. So the Gemara says, he darshins, im lechatam yora, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to teach the ones who sin, in this case the Rotzeach was showing how to get to a safe place, kavachom the tzaddik, and how much more so does a Kadosh Baruch Hu teach us, those who are tzaddikim, to go ahead and find the right path. So Rakash Baruch is always with us every step of the way. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish pasuk lapischa lahai parsha. So when he would open up the shir of Ari Miklat, he would open from the following pasuk. It says mehacha va'asher lo tzida, the person who wasn't ambushing, wasn't trying to kill anyone. Yet how kim ino liyada, let Rakash Baruch Hu happen, made the guy kill someone. I didn't try killing someone, but he made the guy fall off the ladder and drop and kill someone. So that's not fair. So kasher yomar mish masha hakadmoni merisham yatzar rasha. From the Mashal of the Kadmoni, the Mashal of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Kadmoni, he's the one who pre-existed the entire world. So from Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come the Rasha. From a Rasha will come Merisham Yete Rasha. Evil will come from those who are evil. What does the pasuk mean? The Ma'akasim Medaber, what's this referring to? This is what Ricky was saying in Amud Aleph here, that Bishnei Adam, Mnei Adam, Shehargu Es HaNefesh. Two people killed two different people. So they both murdered. But Echad Harag B'Shogeg, Echad Harag B'Mezim. One guy killed on purpose, one guy killed accidentally. Lezeh Ein Edom, Lezeh Ein Edom. But neither one has Edom. So you cannot convict the guy who killed B'Mezim, and you can't convict the guy B'Shogeg to send him to Golis. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Mazminin LePundak Echad, he had met them, had them meet in some inn, and there's Echad Zeh Shaharag B'Mezid Yoshit HaChas Asulim. So the guy who killed someone on purpose that were no Edom was sitting below a ladder. And Zeh Shaharag B'Shogeg, the guy who accidentally had killed someone who really deserves Golis, and there were no Edom though, he's Yorid B'Sulim, he's coming down the ladder, B'Nafal, he falls off the ladder, Alav, on top of the guy sitting below, the Rotzeach B'Mezid, V'Harag kills him. So Zeh Shaharag B'Mezid Nerag, so the one who killed on purpose, even though there are no Edom Hasra, he gets what he deserved. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure he gets killed. V'Zeh Shaharag B'Shogeg Gola, the one who killed accidentally, gets his deserved punishment of being sent to Golis. So that's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though a person lo tzida, he didn't ambush a guy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen in such a way that you get what you deserve. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Amrile, others say it's Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rav Elazar ben Minat Torah, Minat Vim, Minat Ksum. We see from all Tanakh, each of these Svarim, B'derach Sh'adam Rotzeh Leilech, Ba Molichin Oso. Whatever path the person chooses, Akash Baruch Hu is going to help him take that path. How do we see this? Minat Torah, Dichziv Lo Seilech Imahem, when it came to Bilam, so it said, don't go with him, don't go with the Sari Balak, I don't want you to go with them. But yet it says a little bit later in the Pasuk, Ksiv Kum Leich Itam, go with them. So we see that since Bilam was insistent on going with Sari Balak, Akash Baruch Hu gave him whatever path you want to go on, B'derach Sh'adam Rotzeh Leilech Ba Molichin Oso. That's the source from Minat Torah. Minat Avim, how do we see Minat Avim? The same idea applies. Dichsiva, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Lamdecha Lahoel Madrichecha, Baderech Telech. Whatever path you choose, Akash Baruch will send you on that path. So this is a pasuk that appears in Yeshayahu. And then Minat Ksuvim, Dichsiva, Im Leleitzim Ho Yalitz, Ulan Abosim Yitain Chem. If you want to be a late, you want to be a person wasting time, so then Akash Baruch will be a late, so let you be that late. So that's the derech you choose, let it be. If you want to be an anav, you want to be humble and avoid hanging out in these people of Leitzim, so Akash Baruch says, do that as well. Whatever path you choose in life that's yours, Akash Baruch is going to be behind you, even if it's going to be bad, you have the option, you have the bechira. So Amar Rav Huna, Rotzeach Shegala Leir Miklat, a Rotzeach who sent off to an Ir Miklat, Umatsu Go Adam, and the Go Adam finds him there along the way while he's running to the Ir Miklat. He can't kill him in the Ir Miklat, he can only kill him outside. So the Rotzeach is running to the Ir Miklat. The Go Adam catches up to him and Hargu kills him. He's Pater. He's Pater. Why is he Pater? Because he has every right to kill him. That's what the Pasuk says. Kasavar Velo Ein Mishpat Mavis. To him, to the Gohadam, there's no Mishpat Mavis. You don't kill the Gohadam if he killed the Rotzeach B'shogeg. So the Gemara says, V'lo Ein Mishpat, who's hello? Who's the him? Who's the guy who has no Mishpat? So the Gemara explains, it's the Gohadam who dechsev. It's referring to the Gohadam, that he has no Mishpat. You can't judge the Gohadam. He's potter for killing the Rotzeach. So Gemara says, is it really true? V'lo Ein Mishpat, referring to the Gohadam, has no Mishpat? Mesive. V'lo Ein Mishpat, Maves Birotzeach Hakasam Adaber. This is referring to the murderer, that you can't kill the murderer, not the Gol Adam. So Atal Me Birotzeach, you think it's referring to the Rotzeach, that he has no Mishpat. Oh, Eino Ela B'Gol Adam. Maybe it's referring to the Gol Adam, that he has no Mishpat. Kishu Omer V'Hulo Sone Lo Mitzmol Shosham. From the fact that the other pasuk says that he, that the murderer, the Rotzeach, had no hatred towards the one who he killed. Havi Omer Birotzeach Hakasam Adaber. So the whole parsha is referring to the Rotzeach, that the Rotzeach Lo Ein Mishpat Mavis. So now we don't have a raya that the Goel Adam doesn't get killed either. This parsha is about the Rotzeach, not the Goel Adam. So the Gemara says, no, there is a dissenting opinion here that says Lo Ein Mishpat Mavis is actually referring to the Goel Adam, that you don't kill the Goel Adam even if he kills the Rotzeach. How do we know? Hu Damar Ki Hai Tana. He holds like the following position. The Tanya, V'lo Ein Mishpat Mavis. What does the pasuk mean? B'Goel Adam Akasa Medaber. So the Brisa suggests, Ata Omer B'Goel Adam. You think this refers to the Goel Adam. Hakasa Medaber. O Eino Ela, really it's referring to the Rotzeach. Can't be. Because Kishu Omer, Kilo Sone Hulo Miltmo Shulshom, HaRotzeach Amar. That pasuk is referring to Rotzeach, but that means Ha'amani Mikayim V'lo Ein Mishpat Mavis. So what does the other pasuk mean, Lo Ein Mishpat? That must be open to be Darshan B'Goel Adam Akasa Medaber, that the Goel Adam also doesn't get killed for killing the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah here. Tanan, Mosrin Lo Shnei Tamidi Chachamim. You give two Tamidi Chachamim to escort the Rotzeach to the Ir Mikla. Why? Shemi Hargenu B'derech V'Dabru Lov. Maybe the Goel Adam is going to chase after him, and this way the Tamid Chachamim could speak to him and ward him off. So my lav the masube, they warn him, the kadul bar katalahu. Is it not that they're saying that if you kill, you the Goel Adam, if you kill the Rotzeach, you yourself are going to be killed? Isn't that the purpose of the Tamid Chachamim? Which case we see that there is a mishpat for the Goel Adam. He will get punished. He will get killed if he goes ahead and kills this Rotzeach. Gemara says, no, that's not what the Braisa means. That's not the reason for the two Tamidi Chachamim. Lo, the reason is Kitatanya. Vaidabru alav dvarm haruim lo. You say things that are fitting for him to hear. Meaning, you can't give him hasra. The Goel Adam has every right to kill the Rotzeach, but you want to at least have him stop. You don't want him to kill him. You don't want him to do this. Omer lo, they say to the Goel Adam, Al tinag by minag v'shofri dam. Why would you want to put yourself in the same group as a murderer? Yes, you're allowed to, the Torah allows you to kill this guy, but don't do it. They're just there to convince him. So, this guy killed your brother accidentally. He didn't do this on purpose. It wasn't malicious. Don't take revenge. That's what they do. But not to give Hasra, because if he does kill him, they don't get Misa. Rabbi Meir Omer, who midaber ayde asmo? The Rotzeach himself has to speak for himself and defend himself. Shenemar, as we saw in the mission on yesterday's daf, v'zed dvar Rotzeach, these are the words of the Rotzeach. The Rotzeach himself has to defend himself. Amrulo, and they say to him, harbe shlichos ose, as part of the defending the Rotzeach from the Galadam, they say, listen, why would you have to do this? HaKadosh Baruch has many other ways to carry out his mission, and if this guy deserves to be killed, HaKadosh Baruch will make sure he deserves to get killed. Why would you want to be the one to have blood on your hands and stay away? That was the purpose. But again, if the Galadam does kill him, then he is pater from Misa. Velo, Ein Misha Mavis. There is no judgment for the Galadam. He should be what? Who should be chayv? The Galadam?
Yeah.
Well, the Gemara, I think the Chazal understood that the revenge, the anger that he has, so they gave him an opportunity to release it, to which sounds like a strange thing, but...
Because we should have been tough on that.
Yeah. But, you know, in Hanami, but it's kind of like, I could be wrong, but it reminds me of the Eish Shosifas Torah as well, that really it doesn't make sense to allow for it, but HaKadosh Baruch understood the nature of man, that if they're in the war and they see a pretty lady, that's what's going to happen, so they gave him the heter way to do it. So I don't know if Chazal, if they say this, but that's my understanding why we allow the Galadam to do it, because a person gets so angry when his brother was killed, this is what's going to amount to. So, but I could be wrong on that. Yeah, Tani, you had something?
Should become a butcher.
Right, that's what the Gemara says. A person has a lot of kas, so he should take your revenge out on an animal as opposed to a human being.
But I think also, this way you don't have a Hatfield McCoy feud that goes on for generations and generations.
Uh-huh.
You know, you killed my guy, I killed your guy, now I'm killing this guy. You know,
you go back and forth now.
That's the way it ends.
Right. But the Torah does allow it anyway. It does allow it for the Gohal Adam at least, but not the next guy.
Right.
Maybe there's an element of like
it could be also. It's possible that there is some carrying out the punishment as well. Even Bashogig deserves kapara, so it could be that it does fulfill that as well. I don't know. I'm just suggesting it. We'll see what we see as we go through the rest of the Masechta if it comes up anymore. Gemara now says, Amar Mar Bishpagaga Bamaisa Liyada. So they say to the Gohadam, why kill the guy? He was really accidental. Leave him alone. Gemara Subshita, of course it was Bashogig. Why did he tell the Gohadam? He knows it was Bishagaga. Because the Diba Mazid, if it was Bemazid, so then Bar Galasu, is he going to get Galas? No. So why do you have to tell the Galadam he's a Bishogig? He knows that's the halacha. Only Shogigim go to the Galas. Where is it in? No, because you still have to tell him, because even a Mazid person does go to Galas. Because the Halatani, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda Omer, Bitchila Echad Shogig Echad Mazid Makdimin Le'ari Mikla. Both people who killed, whether the person who killed accidental or on purpose, they all get sent to the Ari Mikla. Who based in Shulchan, and the Bezdin summons them from the Ar Miklat, who Mavinos on the Misham, they bring them to Bezdin, and Mishan is Chai Misa Hargu. Those who are, they find Edim Asra, it was done by Mazid, they get killed. Shenamar Vishalchu Zikne Iro, Vlachu Oso Misham. They send the elders of the city, and they take the Rotzeach from the city to judge them. Vinasna also Biad Gohadam, who Mason, and they give him to the hands of the Gohadam, and the Gohadam kills the Rotzeach by Mazid. And then Mishalon Ischayev, the ones who don't get, they can't find the Edom Hasra. So then Patru, he gets Patru, he doesn't stay in Galus. And Shenem Arvit Silu Ha'ida Esra Tzeach Miyad Gohadam. They save the murderer from the hands of the Gohadam. He gets left, he's off the hook. But Mishan Ischayev Galus, one who's Chayev Galus, Machzir Nosol Lemekomo, they send him back to the Malkom, to the Ar Miklat, Shenem Arvit Yeshiva Oso Ha'ida El Ir Miklat Asher Nas Shama. He goes back to the city that he ran away to. So we do see that even someone who's mazid is taken initially to the Ir Miklat. So that's why we're telling him he did a bishogeg, leave him alone. So Rabbi Omer Measmanhein Golan. The Rebbe says they weren't sent by Bezdin. The people who killed the mazid went on their own because they wanted to be protected. They thought that the Ir Miklat protects everyone, so they sent themselves off to Galus as protection. Kizvunhein, they thought Echad Shogeg Echad Mazid Kultos. They thought the Ir Miklat protects those who are shogeg and even those who are done by mazid. But they were unaware of the halacha that Shebeshoge Kultos, but Bemezid Eino Kultos. It was a misunderstanding of theirs, but either way, we still see that even one who killed Bemezid is sent to the Ir Miklat.
Maybe that's why Goel Adam tries to kill him on the way, because he doesn't know yet. If it's Bemezid.
And in which case they say he was done Beshoge, leave him alone, and he'll say, oh, okay, fine, and he goes back home. Maybe, yeah. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ir Sheruba Rotzchem, a city that's mostly filled with murderers, a place like Shechem perhaps, so then Eino Kultos, the Kolat says, it's not going to be effective, it won't work. Only in Ir Miklat that it has only minority of Rotzchem, but once it becomes so overcrowded with all these murderers, it no longer functions as an Ir Miklat. Why not? Shenamar, it says, V'dover b'oznei zikner ir hahi es dvarav, v'lo shushvu dvarav l'dvarav. You have to speak the matters to the elders of the city, tell them that this guy murdered someone, you know, protect him, teach him Torah, find him a parnasa, but only if you're telling the Zikni'ir about this matter. But if the Zikni'ir become hushvo, they become equal, that they themselves are murderers, so that's exerts a cause of that doesn't function anymore as an ir mikla. So what would you have to do, seemingly, if you add more innocent people to the city, whereby the population is going to tip the scale in the other direction, where you're having rove of non-murderers, that's probably going to put it back in the position of being an ir mikla. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ir she'ein bazakenim eino koletes. A city that has zero zakenim also won't affect as a ir miklat. Debeinan ziknei ir v'leka. That's part of the pasuk. There has to be ziknei ir who are going to be part of the city. If there are not any, so then it won't serve as an ir miklat. We're now going to bring a few other cases where you need zakenim by other areas of the Torah. Itmar, Ir she'ein bazakenim. If a city has no zakenim, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chanamar, Kolat. That's one opinion holds it actually will work as an ir miklat, but Chanamar eino kolat. The other one says it doesn't work like we saw just above. The man damar eino kolat. There's one hold that it doesn't serve as an ir miklat if there are no zakenim, because begi'inan zikne ir v'leka. The pasuk says you need zikne ir. And if there are no zikne ir, it doesn't serve as an ir miklat. But Laman Damar Kolat, there's one who holds that it does provide a safe haven, so it's a mitzvah ba'alma. The idea of Zikne'ir, as mentioned in the Torah, is only a suggestion. It's a mitzvah, but it's not li kuva, and it could still be an ir miklat without the zakenim. Then the pasuk said, the next idea, drasha, is vir shein bud zakenim, see without any zakenim, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chanamar Nasib, and Sarah Amora. That city, even though there's no zakenim, could become, you could have a, if you find a Ben Sarmora there, it will still follow the whole halachas, even though there's no zakenim. And the pasuk says zakenim, though. We don't care. The Chalamar, the other one holds, no, a nasibas ben sora umora. It won't be a ben sora umora if there are no zakenim. What's the reason? The mandamar, a nasibba ben sora umora, bein and ziknei ir v'lek. The pasuk says ziknei ir. Since there are no ziknei ir, you cannot create a ben sora umora. But the other opinion holds, l'man damar, it can be nasiba ben sora mora, so it's a mitzvah ba'alma. The pasuk that says zikne ir, it's only a mitzvah, it's suggested but not required. And then the third and final case here is v'ir shein bazakenim, a city without any elders. Rabbi Ami, by the way, elders here means, I think the Aruch HaNer says, referring to bezdin shel chav gimel, not people who are over the age of whatever, 80, referring to a bezdin shel chav gimel, that's what it really means. So an ir shein bazakenim, a city without any bezdin shel chav gimel, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, chadamar mevia egla rufa, you could bring a city, egla rufa from the city, and chadamar eino mevia egla rufa. If there are no ziknei ir, if there is no bezdin of chav gimel, then you cannot bring an egla rufa. If someone dies between two cities, that city without the bezdin cannot bring the egla rufa. So the man damar eino mevia egla rufa, the one who holds they don't bring an egla rufa, because ba'inan ziknei ir v'leka. You need the ziknei ir, as the pasuk says, but there isn't, so therefore you don't bring it. But the ma'andamar mevia the egla rufa, the one that allows you to bring the egla rufa, it's only mitzvah ba'alma to bring one, to have a ziknei'ir, but it's not li'ikuva. You don't have to have a ziknei'ir for egla rufa.
So from here, it would seem that on the egla rufa, there is also, there is an enemy of